The History Channel has been airing the Curse of Oak Island television program since June 2014. This successful show tells the story of treasure hunters on this island off the coast of Nova Scotia, a treasure hunt that may have begun in 1795. With me on the phone is Randall Sullivan, who's written a well-researched book for the History Channel entitled The Curse of Oak Island, the story of the world's longest treasure hunt. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Randall.
Hi, Lee.
You started researching Oak Island for a 2004 Rolling Stone magazine article, and 15 years later, you published a Bible of sorts on Oak Island's history. I enjoyed your detailed accounts of the digs since the alleged 1795 discovery of the money pit. Perhaps we could start with an explanation of what treasure hunters are seeking and the legends of who might have buried it on Oak Island.
Well, the theory of what was done on Oak Island have proliferated over the years for a very long time, the first century, really. The belief was that it was pirate treasure, and that had some basis in reality because those waters, Mahone Bay, off the coast of Nova Scotia, was really a pirate haven for more than a century. They would lay up there to do repairs, but they also would lay in wait for ships in the shipping lane after the Gulf Stream runs much further north than people realize, and it runs off the coast of Nova Scotia. So many ships would pass, and many of them would get picked off by pirates. So that seemed plausible, but it became less plausible over time, and lots of other ideas about what happened there emerged. The only thing anyone can say with absolute certainty is that something extraordinary was done there, and it had to be for an extraordinary reason, because what else would have motivated people?
The Roslyn Chapel in Scotland and success of Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code, and subsequent movie impacted the legends and your research as well, didn't it?
Yes. The notion that the Knights Templar are ultimately responsible for this, or some offshoot of the Knights Templar, has certainly taken hold. It's very popular with the audience of the television show, and I was actually pretty dismissive of it until a find they made a couple of years ago kind of rocked me back on my heels and made me think, well, yeah, I'm not going to dismiss it, I guess. And that was a 13th century cross, very unusual, that matches exactly an image that was drawn on the wall at Dom Prison in France, where the Knights Templar were held in the 1300s.
And they also had that cross documented by an expert, I think it was in London, who could tell them about the mineral.
Yeah, an antiquities expert identified as a cross that was manufactured probably in France in the 13th century. Yeah, I mean, they found other things that are very old. It's really like a fantastic jigsaw puzzle, and you have, you know, maybe 20% of the pieces. So there's an outline, but many people see many different things looking at it.
Well, the first death related to the search was an unknown worker in 1861, second death 1897, four more in 65. How did the legend get started that the Oak Island treasure would remain undiscovered until seven people had died, which means one more to go?
I think that's been a fairly recent development. I mean, Oak Island is a spooky place, you know, with an eerie feeling, and lots of people have reported paranormal or, you know, psychologically and emotionally stressful experiences there. I certainly found it to be a very spooky place when I went there in 2003 the first time. But, you know, as to seven have to die, I think that's been good for showbiz. But I guess I had heard that back in 2003, but no one knew where it started.
And what is the curse of Oak Island?
Well, I mean, that was the title of the article I wrote for Rolling Stone back then. So I guess I originated that idea. But many people had felt it. I mean, you know, apart from the six lives that have been lost, many fortunes have been lost. Many people have gone crazy or suffered, you know, a breakdown of some sort. A lot of people's lives have, you know, been basically consumed by the island. And like I said, it has some sort of a spooky atmosphere that actually does manifest in a material sense in that equipment fails there in a way it just doesn't anywhere else. There's some odd magnetic or some kind of energy there that people bring equipment that's worked all over the world to Oak Island, and it malfunctions and they're reduced to tears. They can't figure out what is going on, but I've seen it so often, and so have the other people who were working on the island.
And the Lagina brothers, Marty and Rick, are the main characters of the television program on the History Channel. They started off buying one lot on Oak Island after reading about the treasure hunt in a 65 Reader's Digest article. Great story on how that article led to today's search and their successful television program.
Yeah, it did. I mean, you know, amplified by the article in Rolling Stone many years later, but they were, you know, young boys at the time. And Rick in particular was so completely taken by the story that he never dropped his fascination. They drove there to try to literally get a toehold on the island and weren't very successful the first time, but eventually had the resources to start buying land there. And now with their partners own most of Oak Island.
And they run, isn't it, Oak Island Tours?
Oak Island Tours is the overarching company, which they owned with Dan Blankenship, who just died a couple of months ago at age 94. So I assume his son or sons now own that piece of it. But Lagunas and their partners really control the island and the treasure hunt.
Well, I'm really curious about the FDR connection to Oak Island and what you found when you researched in his presidential library and museum in Hyde Park, New York. He was a Mason with ties to the Knights Templar.
Well, actually, no. He and his family had the story that it was the French crown jewel that had been passed down to him through from his maternal grandfather. And he was so consumed by the Oak Island story that he was corresponding with people on the island, even when he was running the United States during World War II and pulling it out of the Great Depression. He'd actually been part of a treasure hunt on the island in the early part of the 20th century and was that fascinated by it.
You must have been thrilled when the History Channel offered to fund your Oak Island research and be on set during the summer of 2016.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. I mean, I'd always felt that they owed me something for the title, but when they called and invited me to, you know, join the cast of the show or the treasure hunting team for a summer while I was researching a book, you know, I thought, I wish this could be my regular gig. I mean, people paying me to follow me around with a camera while I research a book. Usually I have to actually deliver a book to get paid.
And while you were there, you talked to a lot of the residents or the folks who were in on the search?
Yeah, I got to know virtually every key person involved in the present search. But Dan Blankenship and Fred Nolan, who also died recently, the two old men who really controlled the island and were bitter rivals. I got to speak to both of them back in 2003, and they took it back to the 1960s. And after that, though, it's historical records, which go all the way back into the 18th century.
What are your thoughts on what's buried and when it'll be discovered?
Well, you know, it's not like I have a pet theory. There's a lot of theories that have some plausibility, and I'm considering them all in the book. A few, I think, can be dismissed. One in particular, that seemed really outlandish to me when I first heard it, involves the followers of Sir Francis Bacon, who was a great genius of Elizabethan England. I mean, there was more there than I would have imagined. But, you know, the people who say it's the treasure of Havana or, you know, gold stolen from the Incas that some conquistador put there or any one of a number of other theories are plausible. It's not the French crown jewels, however. FDR was wrong about that. But it could be a lot of things. And that's part of what makes it such a compelling mystery, is that there's tantalizing pieces of evidence that point this way and that, but there is no certainty about what happened, and the island has been defeating people's will to get an answer for more than two centuries.
Thanks for writing this book about Oak Island and sharing some of your insights, Randall.
Thank you for having me.
I've been in conversation with Randall Sullivan, the author of the well-documented book Curse of Oak Island, published by the History Channel. The cable series of the same name airs Tuesday evenings at 9 o'clock. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.